Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the best of times, the worst of times for two of Mexico's most admired musicians. They've been nominated for a Grammy even as drug-related violence escalates around them in Tijuana. We'll talk about how they feel about all that in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to continue our international briefing today with our series, A Global Memo to the President. We've been asking leaders from around the world what their countries and regions hope and expect from the Obama administration. Today, we're turning to the biggest and most populous country in Latin America, Brazil. That nation recently hosted a conference of Latin American and Caribbean leaders, a number of whom have had cool relations with the Bush administration. But Brazil is counting on common interests, economic and cultural, to build a closer partnership between itself and the U.S. Joining us to talk about all this is Brazil's ambassador to the U.S., Antonio Patriota. Mr. Ambassador, welcome. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Michelle, for having me.
Before we begin, can I just ask you where you were on the U.S. election night and how you found out the results?
Well, I was watching television, like millions of others around the world, I suspect, with my son who was visiting me, and we were following very closely with some trepidation, I must confess.
Really? Why? Why trepidation?
Because it was a very exciting electoral campaign, and we didn't know exactly how some of the swing states would turn out, so this made it very interesting.
Was the campaign followed closely in Brazil? Was there a lot of interest?
It was followed very closely in Brazil, as in many other countries around the world, and Brazil has the largest contingent of African descendants in the Americas or of anywhere outside Africa. So I think the fact that the United States was about to elect the first president with African ancestors is something that moved the Brazilian public very much and inspired us.
I wanted to talk about the hopes and expectations that Brazilians have for the new administration. Many in the region, in Central and Latin America, believe that the region has been, I don't know if ignored is too strong of a word, but we'll use it for the sake of discussion now, largely ignored by the Bush administration because of the concern about the Middle East and, of course, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Has Brazil felt that way? And are there specific policy initiatives that Brazilians would like to see this new administration prioritize?
Brazil has not felt that way at all, in fact. We have developed our relationship with the United States in every possible front, whether it's business, trade, political dialogue, and in a context of growing trust and mutual respect. So, you know, the fact that the president or the current administration or maybe even the future one might give more importance to the Middle East or to other regions is not something that we view negatively because, indeed, I think if the U.S. can contribute to the creation of a Palestinian state, and we can have a two states living side by side in the Middle East with a peace in Iraq and better understanding with the Islamic world, this will benefit the international community as a whole. The fact that Latin America is not among the first regions mentioned in any of the speeches is, I think, can be viewed positively as an indirect recognition that, you know, this is a region where democracy has taken root, where there has been economic and social progress, and where the issues at hand are ones of, well, how to improve cooperation and how to improve existing links that exist between our peoples and our business communities.
Are there specific areas, though, in which you would like to see cooperation and relationships improved?
One area where maybe expectations are high and that would mark a distinction with the current administration would be the commitment to multilateralism and working more effectively in international organizations, in particular the United Nations. And in this case, we welcome very much the foreign policy team that President-elect Obama announced.
I was going to ask you that. You anticipated my next question. I was going to ask that. What was your reaction to the message that President-elect Obama sent with the announcement of his national security team? It seemed to me, and I don't know if you read it that way, that he was making a point about the priority that diplomacy would play in his administration and multilateralism, and particularly in his selection of Secretary of State, New York Senator Hillary, and one-time political rival Hillary Clinton.
Well, we were very impressed with the team that he assembled and also with the priorities that he outlined, bringing peace to the Middle East and a solution to the Israel-Palestine situation. And he also mentioned the importance of strengthening international institutions. We interpret that as shorthand for stronger multilateral cooperation, and the world is badly in need of that, whether it's to deal with climate change or human rights or peace and security. And indeed, President Lula in Brazil has been an advocate for modernizing some of the mechanisms that exist, whether it's expanding the G8 to incorporate the BRICS countries, such as Brazil, Russia, India, China, or also looking at some more complex challenges, such as the one of expanding the United Nations Security Council, which is an issue that has been with us for several years now, and I think a solution to this is long overdue, and U.S. leadership will be greatly appreciated and will be very important.
What do you think should be done to address the tensions that have arisen in recent years between the U.S. and other countries in the region, like Venezuela and Bolivia?
Well, I think it's very important for the United States to recognize the progress that is taking place in the region. Some of the tensions that do erupt are the product of changes that are very important and because they signal the incorporation into the political process of segments of society that were previously excluded from the political process, whether it's the indigenous population in Bolivia, whether it's other segments among the poor and some other countries. And this is what explains the election of leaders like President Lula in Brazil. He was the first blue-collar worker to be elected to Brazil. I often say that in some respects, this is as extraordinary for Brazil as it is to elect an African-American to the presidency in the United States. In fact, I think what it shows is that competence defeated prejudice. So we would also like to see the United States look at Cuba under a different light. The Cold War has ended. The United States enjoys very constructive relations with countries such as China, Vietnam. There's no reason why the same shouldn't apply here in our own region in Cuba.
You talked about this whole question of hope challenging fear. One significant source of fear, I think, in the United States and also around the world is the global economic condition. It's been announced that the U.S. officially is in recession, although I think a lot of people would have said that that was certainly true long before the announcement. Now, Brazil's economy has gone through an enormous expansion in recent years, but is there a concern that economic conditions in the U.S. will lead to a lessening of interest in global trade and in aid?
We all are interconnected today through globalization, and obviously countries that are increasingly reliant on foreign investment and trade will suffer if there is a prolonged recession in the most prosperous countries in the international community. So when we hear President-elect Obama saying that he will concentrate his attention and give priority to dealing with the economic crisis, this is also welcome news because it in some respects affects all of us.
Many people say that Barack Obama's election in this country is a challenge to other multiracial countries that have not always recognized the way in which they treat their ethnic minorities. Now, you know, I understand that Brazil, of course, is a multiracial democracy, as is the United States, with a large, as you pointed out, population of people of African descent. But I think it is fair to say that Afro-Brazilians don't always feel that they're fully represented in the mainstream of the culture and the government. So do you think that Barack Obama's election is a challenge to Brazil in the way, to the culture, to the people's sense of themselves in a way that it seems to be in other parts of the world, and indeed in the U.S.?
Well, I wouldn't describe it as a challenge. I would describe it more as an opportunity for us to enhance our cooperation in looking at ways in which we can deal with racial discrimination. In fact, this year a joint plan of action was signed between Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and our own Minister for the Promotion of Racial Equality. You know, Brazil is one of the few countries in the world that has a ministry devoted to the promotion of equality among races and ethnic groups. What needs to be done sometimes is just more effective policies, more efficient programs. I don't think that the election of Barack Obama ends the challenge for the United States itself. I mean, there's still issues here that represent important challenges for U.S. society also, whether it's dealing with immigration. The issue of building a wall along the border of Texas is one that is seen as very offensive to most people in Latin America. And we would like to see also a renewed disposition to look at these issues with full respects for human rights and the harmonious incorporation of different segments of society into the fabric of U.S. Population.
And finally, a very important question. How will Brazil do in World Cup?
How will Brazil do in the World Cup?
Yes.
Well, you know, we are the only country in the world that has won the World Cup five times. Sometimes
yes, sir.
We should allow others to win. But I'll tell you something. We welcome the growing interest in the United States for soccer. The U.S. actually beat a Brazilian team at the Olympics in Beijing.
I was too diplomatic to bring that up,
yes,
but since you
no,
did.
But that's very important because it brings the two countries together in ways where we haven't necessarily interacted too much. So we're looking forward to a growing relationship also on the sports fronts.
Antonio Patriota is Brazil's ambassador to the United States. He was kind enough to join us from his office in Washington, D.C. Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.